If you want to be more creative and strategic in your business, start reading things outside of your niche, but read things that are going to spark creativity in a new way or give you new ideas you wouldn't have thought of if you weren't so deep into your own niche and your own market and reading things that relate directly to what you do.
I'm Amy Porterfield, ex-corporate girl turned CEO of a multi-7-figure business. But it wasn't all that long ago that I lacked the confidence, the budget, and the time to focus on growing my small but mighty business. Fast forward past many failed attempts and lessons learned, and you'll see the business I have today. One that changes lives and gives me more freedom than I ever thought possible. One that used to only exist as a daydream. I created the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast to give you simple, actionable, step-by-step strategies to help you do the same. If you're an ambitious entrepreneur or one in the making who's looking to create a business that makes an impact and a life you love, you're in the right place, friend. Let's get started.
Well, hey there, friend. Welcome back to another episode of Online Marketing Made Easy. This is going to be a shorty episode all about the books that are on my reading list for 2024, which I think is a fun episode. Now, this is interesting because a lot of times when people will share books on a podcast, it's books that they have read. Like, here's 10 books I recommend that I've read over the years. And I've done an episode like that before. However, I thought it might be fun to share with you what I'm going to read based on recommendations from my peers, from my really good friends, from people I don't know online, but I love their recommendations. And of course, a lot of them are business books, but not all of them. So stay with me here. But before I get into my list, you might be thinking, oh, I want to read more, but I never have time. And I think that's very true for most of us. Like if you look at your calendar, no, you probably do not have time to read more. However, obviously we know that when we think something's important, we make time for it. We create the time. And I think reading is incredibly important for my personal growth and my business growth. And a long time ago, I read an article and I can't remember where I saw it, but it was all about if you want to be more creative and strategic in your business, start reading things outside of your niche. Stop just reading business books, but read things that are going to spark creativity in a new way or give you new ideas you wouldn't have thought of if you weren't so deep into your own niche and your own market and reading things that relate directly to what you do. So I have tried to add in some books this year that are beyond just my own niche of business. So I'm excited about that as well because I want to be more creative. But back to finding time to read. So I have to create the time. I have to make the time. For me, one of the things I love to do is read early in the morning. I'm an early riser by nature. I go to bed at like 9 p.m. So I'm really tired at the end of the day. But I wake up pretty early and I try to carve out at least 30 minutes of reading time. Now, what I do is I turn on my, what I call the happy light, which is the special light that because it's still dark out when I get outside or when I wake up, I want to have sunlight on me, but I can't. So I use this thing called the happy light. If you want to see some other things I use in my personal life or behind the scenes in my business, like things I don't typically talk about, make sure you are on my newsletter. So just go to amyporterfield.com/podcast and you can get on my newsletter because I've started to share a lot of behind the scenes resources and different products I love and different things I use. But the happy light, it's part of this. So I turn on my happy light. I get snuggled up on my couch. Of course, Scout is right next to me because where else would he be? And I read for 20 to 30 minutes. And that has proven to be a really valuable time for me, which I love. I also do what I call books on tape because I'm older, but obviously they're not on cassette tape anymore, but I can't help but just say books on tape, where I subscribe to Audible. I'm a huge fan of Audible, and I will have books playing in the background when I'm in the shower, when I'm getting ready in the morning, when I'm driving. It's kind of one of my most favorite things. And a lot of times when I do a book on tape, I do something fun or a autobiography or something like that, where when it's a business book and I really want to concentrate and remember the strategies, I typically can't just have it playing in the background because I'm multitasking. But a lot of the fun books, I'll do that and I really enjoy it. So Audible, making time in the morning, really carving out the time because it's not going to come naturally, but that's how much I believe in the power of reading. So I highly recommend that you carve out some time every single week to read because it will make you a better business owner. And just also if you read some self-help, which I do, it will just help you with your mental health as well. Now, the books I'm about to share with you run the gamut from business strategies to mindset and mental health. And like I said, I'm even going to share some of my favorite fiction books and some of my biographies that I really love. Or the one I'm going to share, I don't think it's, well, it's kind of like a biography. I'll get to it at the end, but I really am excited to read it. Okay, so let's just start from the top. Again, these are books that I plan to read this year. So maybe at the end of the year, I'll do a little roundup of the ones that I thought were the most valuable. Okay, so the first book I'm excited to read is called Built to Sell, Creating a Business That Can Thrive Without You by John Warlow. Now, I'm excited about this book because not because I plan to sell my business, but because I have a good friend, Rory Vaden, and he once told me that a business worth selling is a business worth keeping. And that really stuck with me. And as you know, I've been doing this for 15 years and I'm getting older, and there's a point that I don't want to be so deep in the business, but I'm still excited about the business and I love my students and I want to keep growing it, but not necessarily with my hands in everything. And I think if you look at what I've done over the last year or so, it's kind of leaning toward that way. I have a brand new CEO. Something I haven't talked about, but I'm going to share about later, is that I am hiring two trainers this year to help me teach Digital Course Academy. That's wild to me. I'm so excited about these two trainers. And it's an experiment. And I think that having different perspectives than just mine inside the Digital Course Academy experience, not just the course, but in the 10-week group, is going to be so much more richer experience. So anyway, I don't want to get off track, but I've been starting to find different ways to tweak the business a bit and get it to a place that it will thrive without me touching everything. And so this book is intriguing to me and I'm excited to read it. And one of the things that the author of this book has said is that he says most business owners start their companies because they want more freedom. You know, that's what I teach. That's what I talk about, right? They want to work on their own terms, make more money, do something they love, and eventually retire. But in reality, many business owners find that stepping out of the picture and, quote, retiring is extremely difficult because their business relies too heavily on their personal involvement. So without them, their company, no matter how big or profitable, just doesn't run. So in this book, John shares the specific steps that business owners can take to create a valuable, sellable company that can thrive long into the future, whether you sell it or not. And I just think that this is a really interesting perspective that has made me start thinking about my business a little differently. Because let's be real, I don't envision myself making Instagram reels and dancing on TikTok when I'm 75 years old. But wouldn't it be cool if my business was still thriving? So I'm just intrigued. And I'll share this journey with you as I dive more into this book throughout the year. I know you're focused on marketing and selling your digital products, but I know many of you also have physical products, and I want to talk about Shopify. Shopify is a user-friendly commerce platform that helps you, my dear online entrepreneur, build an online store and make more sales at any stage of your business. They're the force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other businesses at every size. Let me tell you why Shopify is an online entrepreneur's dream platform. It's because it helps turn your browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout experience. In fact, it converts 36% better compared to other leading e-commerce platforms. Yeah, loving that. And I don't know about you, but as an online entrepreneur, my customer's experience, especially when it comes to checking out, is so important. Plus, not only do they support your customers, they support you as the entrepreneur.
Shopify's award-winning help desk is there to support your success through every question and every step of the way. There's a reason Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/madeeasy, all lowercase. So go to shopify.com/madeeasy now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/madeeasy. We are online marketers, which means we have unique needs. And there are so many options out there for paid media. Sometimes it's hard to figure out where should you go to reach your ideal audience. But here's the thing. Have you thought about LinkedIn ads? LinkedIn ads empowers marketers with solutions for you and your customers, and it allows you to build the right relationships and drive results and reach your customers with meaningful content. You do not want to sleep on LinkedIn ads. And here's the thing, 79% of content marketers said LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. I hear it from so many of my peers. And I know you're doing important work. And with that, you want to make sure that the work you're doing is getting in front of the right people. And that's what LinkedIn ads will allow you to do. So let your marketing efforts connect with the right audience and get a $100 credit on your next campaign. So if you go to linkedin.com/Amy, you can get that $100 credit. So that's linkedin.com/Amy. Terms and conditions apply. All right, the next one is Hidden Potential, The Science of Achieving Great Things by the brilliant Adam Grant. If you haven't read anything by Adam Grant, then at the end of this episode, immediately go to Amazon and buy this book because the message is so important. It's all about how we as a society grossly underestimate the range of skills that we can learn and just how good we can become. Now, I'm reading this because I want to support my course creators more to identify their skills and use those skills, but also for me. So it goes twofold. He says we can all improve at improving. And when opportunity doesn't knock, there are ways to build a door. In other words, it doesn't have to be hard to be successful. So think about that for a minute. How powerful is that? This idea is based on years of scientific evidence and insights that it doesn't have to be hard for you to be successful. I think I am very guilty by saying entrepreneurship is hard, but I'm trying to get away from that narrative because I don't think it serves me or my students. So I'm curious how he frames this and what I can learn from it. I think this book will shatter our assumptions about what it takes to improve and succeed. I wish I could go back in time and read this as a new entrepreneur. Hint, hint to any of my newbies. I think it's a great book to explore. I think it would have helped me get stuck in the hard so much. So again, Hidden Potential, The Science of Achieving Great Things. That's what the book is called. The next book on my list is The Courage to Be Disliked, the Japanese phenomenon that shows you how to change your life and achieve real happiness. This is the TikTok phenomenon that has taken the world by storm for a good reason. Ultimately, this book is called The Courage to Be Disliked because there's a point that the authors are making in that in order to be free, you need to have, you guessed it, courage to be disliked. Not confidence, the courage. Remember what I say about courage and confidence, right? Confidence is, hey, I've got a proven track record of this working, so my confidence is building. I could look back and say, what I'm doing is working. Maybe just a little bit, not a lot, but I'm starting to build confidence because of that. Courage is, I look back and have no proof that this is going to work, but I feel it in my bones that this is the direction I need to go. So I'm going to have courage. I also call it the leap of faith. So they're talking about the courage to be disliked. I look back and I don't have proof that being disliked is okay, but I'm still going to move forward. So I do think that this is important in business, the courage to be disliked, especially when you have a personal brand, because it requires that you really put yourself out there in a big way. Not to mention in the age of social media where we are constantly on display, you've got to be okay with not being for everyone. If you read my book, you know that my good friend Jasmine Starr taught me a very important lesson when I was really upset about some negative comments I got on Facebook over a post I did. And she said, you ain't for everyone, boo.
And I realized, oh, yeah, that's a really great point. Not everyone is supposed to like me. I still have a hard time with that, but it's very true. So the authors of this book, using the theories of Alfred Adler, who was a big time 19th century psychologist, explains how to become our best and truest selves and determine our future free of the doubts and expectations of others. Ooh, I love that. So if you're struggling with nagging self-doubt and you really care deeply about what people think about you, I'm talking about myself as well here, then I think this is going to be a great book for you. I know it's going to be a great book for me. I can't wait to dive in. All right. So the next one is The Mountain Is You, Transforming Self-Sabotage into Self-Mastery. This one is by Brianna Wiest. Now, here's something that I want to point out. I have worked really hard around self-sabotage for many, many years, and I think that I have it in check. I don't think that imposter syndrome is something that I have to deal with every single day. Don't get me wrong. It still makes a presence in my life, but I can catch it quickly and move on. However, my students deal with this daily, as I did when I was first starting out. So I want to be a better guide for them through imposter syndrome. And I think a big part of imposter syndrome is self-sabotage. So I feel like if I read this book, not only will I get great benefit from it, I can support my students in a bigger way. So a big focus of this book is building on emotional intelligence, which is something I'm always striving to improve. It's also, of course, about self-sabotage, why we do it, when we do it, and how to stop doing it for good. Now, obviously, like I said, I've been known to self-sabotage in the past. For example, like if something goes wrong or if things get tough in my business, no matter how big or small, I can beat myself up over that. That's what I usually see myself doing, and then I catch it really quickly. But I also think that just being very aware of when it shows up and reading books like this on how to combat that, incredibly important. So learning to recognize some of the patterns that come up with self-sabotage, why it happens, and then what to do about it, I think could help all of us. In this book, the author teaches how to extract crucial insights from your worst habits. And then from that, build emotional intelligence, which we all could use more of, and better understand your brain and your body so you can be the best version of yourself. It's really profound, I think, to learn these strategies, really taking these resources. So I'm all about it. So again, The Mountain Is You. That is a book. I think that one was recommended to me by Jill Staton, a good friend of mine. She used to have a business called Screw the 9-to-5. Now it's Wealthy Course Creator. And she is so dialed into personal development. So any book Jill recommends, I'm like, bring it on. Okay. So those are the main books that I'm going to focus on. I'm going to read more than that, but those are the ones that I really wanted to kind of highlight in this episode. But then I want to give you two fun ones that, I mean, look, they're all fun, right? But the ones I just mentioned are very serious. So when I want to just unplug and have a really fun read, like a beach read, then I will read anything from Taylor Jenkins Reid. One of the best that Taylor has written is Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. I don't know, this one might be more for the ladies in the audience, but look, I think everyone could enjoy it, but it's so good. And it's going to be made into a movie. I'm very excited. And then Daisy Jones and the Six, great, right? That's a great one. Malibu Rising. These are three that I have read. And then there was another one of hers that I read that I thought was so good. Anyway, she's got tons of books. So, oh, Evidence of the Affair. That was a really good one as well. It's a short read. So highly recommend. She's got tons. So if you want a good beach read, Taylor Jenkins Reid, I'd start with The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, especially because it's going to be a movie soon. And then I love documentaries, which means then I also love biographies. So I think the two go hand in hand. So you can catch me on Netflix looking for all the documentaries. But when I want to read a good biography, I usually check out what Lauren Everett Bostick will recommend of Skinny Confidential. She's an avid reader and she reads so many different genres. And she recommended this book called Dilettante. in its true tales of excess, triumph, and disaster. I'm going to read to you what it's about. So interesting. A witty, insightful, and delightfully snarky blend of pop culture meets memoir meets real-life Devil Wears Prada as readers learn the stories behind 25 years at Vanity Fair from the magazine's former deputy editor. I thought that would be an interesting read. So very different than webinars, list building, and courses, right? Which is the point. We have to get away from only reading business books or even only reading books that help our mental health. I think going beyond that is important. And so that's why I wanted to tell you these two a little bit indulgent, but totally worth it reads that are worth checking out. All right. So I hope you love this shorty episode. It's always fun to bring you behind the scenes. Let me know if you've got a great book that you're like, you have to read this book, Amy. You know, I'm just at Amy Porterfield on Instagram, right? Get into my DMs and tell me what book you think I should absolutely read in 2024. And if I read it, I will absolutely give you a shout out on the podcast. All right, my sweet friends, thanks for tuning in. I'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Bye for now.